Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police have revealed the four people killed in a single car crash in the Wheatbelt early this morning were three brothers and a family friend. The youngest was a 9-year-old boy, while three men aged 19, 21 and 45 also died at the scene when their Nissan Navara Ute struck a tree in Clackline. Superintendent Gene Pears says his heart goes out to the family.
When you lose three young men in the prime of their life and their friend, this will have lifelong impacts for that family, for their friends, and for our community.
A prisoner has died at Perth's Haikia prison. The Department of Justice says the 28-year-old was found unconscious in their cell yesterday. Staff provided first aid before paramedics arrived, but the man was unable to be revived. A report will be prepared for the coroner, while the WA Prison Officers Union says this is another tragic reminder of the impact of understaffing. A renewed push for tougher vape laws, with the Federal Health Minister urging his parliamentary colleagues to support new legislation. He's been joined by his state and territory counterparts in Queensland today as they call for a ban on the importation, manufacture and sale of non-prescription vapes. Mark Butler says there's still a way to go before we could see changes introduced.
There's still some debate to go in the House of Representatives when we return to Canberra in coming weeks. There's a Senate inquiry underway. There will then be a Senate debate. And again, I call on all of my parliamentary colleagues to back up the work of health ministers and public health groups.
In sport, the Bulldogs are back on the winners' list, beating the Saints by 60 points in last night's Round 6 opener. The Crows host the Bombers tonight, while all eyes will be on Optus Stadium tomorrow for the Derby. Eagles co-captain Oscar Allen is feeling confident for his teammates.
In terms of the way we've played the last couple of weeks, like, we're trying to form a bit of a brand and an identity in how we play, but I'm just hoping that we replicate it, like, do it for a long period of time.
And fading conditions have forced organisers to call an early end to today's action at the Margaret River Pro.